25th chapter, letter in Geras HaKodesh. And the Alter Rebbe is basically describing in detail the process of how the divine presence, as it descends into the world. I mean, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the Baal Shem Tov, he's defending the Baal Shem Tov, in which people objected, that he said that when you have somebody disturbing you, davening and things like that, the Shekhinah is over there giving you a message, and the question was, how could the Shekhinah rest over there when it's a goy, but or when it's somebody who's disturbing you? And the Rebbe says it's not the Shoyre, but it's there. But he's describing how everything in this world, the process, and even in this world, and even in all the creations, whatever, whether it's goyim and all the different things, everything eventually comes from the Eibishter. So it's still, there is the chayis of the Eibishter that dresses up. So now we're going to continue the process. So first thing you establish that we all need a continuous infusion of energy, or sustain us constantly, because as he brought down from Kriyas Yamsuf, and the example that the creation of something from nothing to make a yesh me'ayin requires the constantly, the ayin should constantly be inside of the yesh to make it into being. Okay, so now he says, Hine, because before, so we said it's Hashem's dibur, that's Hashem's malchus, which goes down into the world. And so what is this dibur? What is this malchus? It's known to those who know the Kabbalah. Chain means chokhmah nistorah, that's the hidden secret of the Torah. So those who know Kabbalah, kidvar havaye nikra b'shem Shekhinah, that when you say the word of Hashem, that's called Shekhinah, that's the divine. So when you say that the Eibishter said Yehi Rakia, the Dibur, Asorah Mamoris, the saying, that means that is the divine, the Shekhinah. And the Shekhinah starts with the level of Malchus, because in each world, it comes from the Malchus, creates within that world, and then it goes to the next world. In the language of our sages of blessed memory, they call it Shekhinah. The Ema, and therefore in the language of the Baal Shem Tov also, he used the Lashon of Shekhinah, because that Shekhinah talks about the level of Malchus, that talks about the level of Hashem as it relates already to creations, as it descends. The Ema, or it's called, in the language of the Zohar, it's called Ve'ema Tato Matronitso B'Shena Zohar, the lower mother, because you have the upper mother is called level of Bina, that's Chokhma Bina, so Bina, Chokhma is Av, Bina is Eim, that's Eim Elo. In Malchus it's called the Ema Tato, the lower level of Malchus, because that's the mother. You have something here? It's still there. Matronitso, and it's called the lower level of Bina, and also Matronitso. Matronitso means the queen, in the language of the Zohar. So, ubefrat bereish parshas va'era, especially in the beginning of parshas va'era, they name that. That's the name of the level of the Dvar Hashem, the word of Hashem. So, why do we call it Shekhinah? Why do we call? What is it called? The divine? Because Shekhinah means that it rests. That's the part of godliness which descends to rest on the creation. Because it rests and it dresses up in the creation to vitalize them. In the language of the Kabbalist, Nikra b'shem Malchus, that's called, with the name Malchus, that's called Malchus, kingdom. Now, what is the kingdom connected to the level of Dibur? Because this all has to fit in with Basora Mamoris, with the level of Dibur, because we said, Hashem said those words, Hashem's words are constantly in the heavens. That's how we were talking about. What is the connection of kingdom with Dibur? Because a king rules through his speech. He doesn't do that. In other words, he gives instruction. B'dvar melech, Hashem dvar melech shilte. Dominance of the king is the word. Ki hamelech manik b'lchusei b'dibure. Because the king leads his government with his speech. So that's the connection with Dibur and Malchus. Ve'oit, why in the Kabbalah it's called Malchus. Ve'oit taimim achedim, yiduim liyei dechein. There's further other reasons for those who know the secret, the Kabbalah, Chochmah Nistorah. So now it's going to say, so that level basically of Malchus is rest, but now we have Malchus in each one of the worlds. This is known, there is the level of Malchus of Atzilus, then there is Malchus of Bria, and then Malchus Yitzira, Malchus Asiya, each world as it descends. Malchus da Atzilus. So what is the meaning of Malchus of Atzilus? Who? Dvar Havaya Hamechayu Mahave Nishomes HaGedolus. That is the word of Hashem that vitalizes and creates the great souls. There are souls that are in Atzilus. So from the level of Malchus, you create the Tzadikim with the great, or the souls of the great Tzadikim, whose souls are in Atzilus. Shehein, Mibchinas Atzilus, they're from the level of Atzilus. Kimoi, as for example, Nishmas Odom Horishen, the soul of the first man, Shenamar Boi, Vayipach Be'apov Chulo, but there it says, he blew it into his nostrils, so that was a direct from Hashem, so that comes from the level of Atzilus, Umach Atzilus. Like, for example, the souls of the forefathers and the prophets, and similarly. And what it means is, what does it mean, a soul of Atzilus means that they're totally subjugated and they're not an entity. The higher the level is, when we talk about Atzilus, there is no separation. Everything is totally bottled and subjugated to Hashem. Those souls of these tzaddikim did not have any independence or didn't feel anything separate. They were always in service of Hashem. They're called like a carriage. They're called a merkava. They're like a chariot to Hashem. What does it mean, a chariot? When you want to try to describe something which has totally no say, you say it's a chariot. Why? Because the horse that leads, okay, the horse listens most of the time to the owner, but you still got to give it a good smack for it to listen. It doesn't go automatically. But the carriage, it goes. If the horse pulls it, the carriage goes along. That means when you want to say, I'm nothing, I go wherever I'm pulled, that means I'm a merkava. That means that you're a chariot, that you have no say, you have no independence, you're totally bottled. So when we talk about the level, the high level of the neshamas, we're talking about that they are totally subjugated. Shehoyu merkava, in the parentheses, Shehoyu merkava l'Hashem mamish, they were actually a chariot to Hashem, ubetelim mamish b'mitzias elov, and they were totally in existence. They were subjugated to Hashem. That means they were natzilus. They had no separation at all. And we see that also expressed that with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu, we say that Hashem's divine spoke through Moshe. What does it mean? In other words, Moshe was merely voice. Said Hashem spoke. It was Hashem speaking, not Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, but Hashem spoke through Moshe Rabbeinu's voice. That means that it's not. I like to always say this about when you see the Rebbe says the Hayom Yom. The Rebbe never puts in his own saying. He's always is they're speaking through the Rebbe. The Rebbe's through the Rebbe's writing. They're speaking. There's this concept of total subjugation to the view that you don't exist. You know, you never see an author write something and not mention himself. When Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, he was speaking in the name of Hashem. There was no self over there. And so he says, that it was the divine that was speaking from the throat of Moshe. The same thing, all the prophets and those who have the Ruach HaKodesh, hayu koil v'dibur ha'elyen v'slabesh v'koilim v'dibur ha'mamesh. So the voice and the supreme speech of above would dress up in their voice and in their speech actually. So basically it means it's Hashem speaking through their voice. It's not they're giving over something to the other person, but actually they're speaking in the other voice. Umalchus debriya. So that's created from Malchus d'Atzilus that gets these great souls. Malchus d'Briya, Hudvar Havaya, Hamachayim, Hava Neshamas, Amalochim, Shebel Mabriya. That is the word of Hashem which vitalizes, creates those souls and angels in Briya. Now you noticed by Atzilus, he didn't say the souls. He only talked about Neshamas. in most of the malachim, actually, there's also, but most malachim are actually in the world of Bria. So that's in El Shein Malosum Kemailus Ha'atzilus B'chulu. Their greatness isn't as great as the neshamas of Atzilus. They're not totally subjugated. Umalchus Da'asiyya. And then you have Yitzira, Chulu, and then you have Malchus Da'asiyya. Hudvar Havaya Hamachayim Haves Eilam Hazeh B'chulali. That is the word of Hashem, which vitalizes and creates this world generally. Ad Yisoid Ha'ofor V'hamayim Hashem B'tachas La'aretz. Till the element of the offer, the sand, and the water that is beneath the ground, which is the lowest. Also in the Rambam, as we learn over there, they have also the elements in the order of things, you know, one lower than the other ones. But this is, I will use Losha Tabar Ha'aretz over there several times, but this is all comes from the level of Malchus the Asiyah.